A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org. touchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Whoa and whoa and whoa. We have been on 4 days of God Hates Pride, and this is our number 5, and I think we even have one more, so stay tuned. Don't you dare go nowhere. Well, I want to encourage you today that if you want God's blessing comes to those that are humble. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Do you realize that we live in a time today where so many want to lift themselves up? I mean, my goodness, you know, I have been in ministry for over 43 years. I started preaching probably 1 year after I was saved. God called me into the ministry, and I started my first women's home, and then God opened up the door for me to go into London, England, mate, and I went to share my testimony in London. Would you like a crumpet and a spot of tea? I didn't understand what a spot of tea was, and it really wasn't a spot of tea. It was a pot of tea. I'm going, excuse me? Would you like a spot of tea? I'm thinking, spot of tea? What's a spot of tea? It was a pot, P-O-T, pot of tea. But their accent was so strong. But anyway, I had such fun time in Ipswich, Norwich, and Newcastle, sharing God's wonderful word. But you know, it is God who lifts up man. When man tries to lift himself up, he gets in great big fat trouble. And we're watching here, even in our nation, in government, in state house and the house and the Senate. Sometimes you wonder, my goodness, as you know, I know because I was an elected official and I sat on a board for 7 years and sat on another board for another 3 years. So you could feel the tension, the strife, the animosity, and those that have so much to say and yet say nothing, but they want to exalt themselves and they want to put their nose in other people's business and other people's building and, you know, just to be in that arena in a small form. I can't even imagine being in Washington, D.C., and watching the strife and the pride that dominates that area. So, brothers and sisters, you need to pray for the House, pray for the Senate, pray for our government, pray for the state houses, pray for those that are over the educational system, pray for every single area, because those that exalt themselves above God's word brings trouble to our nation. Amen. Well, pride is a destroyer. And let me read you some of these key scriptures. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I don't know about you, but I want God's reward. Where does God's reward come? But He, God Almighty, gives more grace. He gives grace, more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You know what? In God's word, we can read, I love God's word. Oh my goodness. It's the most. One day, in Jesus' name, I want to make movies that just bring out this word. Because when you really get into the word, it's the most amazing adventure, heartbreaking story, love story. It's like, keeps you at the edge of your seat. It's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Well, God's word is so rich, and the Old Testament is for our example. That's what the New Testament tells us, that the Old Testament is our example, not to fall to the stupidity of those that did stupid things in the Old Testament. Well, we're going to talk about someone that, you know what, is lifting themselves up. Have you ever noticed that sometimes people come to the church and they say, yes, I need an appointment with the pastor. I'd like to talk to you. Yes, I came from this church over here, and I just want you to know that I'm a great musician, I'm a great drummer, I'm a great singer, I'm a great this, I'm a great that. I'm a great, 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 great. I'm so wonderful. I'm so wonderful to me. Can't you see? I'm everything I ever hoped for. It's like, let me pop that bubble. Your head's too big. You might not be able to make it out the door. But you get all these certain people that come because they didn't get what they wanted somewhere else, or they were corrected. And so then they bounce around until they find somebody that they can manipulate and exalt themselves. Well, let me read to you about Solomon and Adonijah. Trouble, trouble, trouble. You see, Adonijah, well, who's Adonijah? I'm glad you asked that. That's Solomon's brother. So here they are in the same family, but something happens. God had given a promise to his father David, and God had said, David, you will not build my temple, and the next one that will reign in your stead shall be Solomon. But you see, you have to be careful, because you know what? God had called Solomon, and but Adonijah called himself. Let's get into the Word of God. I'm reading out of the 1 Kings chapter 1. Now remember, David is getting old. He's weary, he's old, and it's time for someone to take the reign. Now David was old, advanced in years, and they put covers on him. But he could not get warm. Therefore his servant said to him, let a young woman, a virgin, be sought by the Lord for the king, and let her stand before the king, and let her care for him, and let her lie in your bosom, and the Lord, the king, may be warm. So they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Abishag, the Shulamite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very lovely, and she cared for the king and served him, but the king did not know her. Now, just know this, David did not sleep with her. They did not have sex. So don't think, oh, I'm old. I need a young woman to lay beside me. Stop it. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, are you listening, saying, I will be king. And he prepared himself chariots, horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not rebuked him at that time by saying, why have you done so? He was also very good looking. His mother had bore him after Absalom. Now remember, he is exalting himself. Why didn't David rebuke him? Number one, David didn't know what he was doing. David was old. Then he conferred with Joab, the son of Zerah, that Abiathar, the priest, and they followed and they helped Adonijah. Be careful for those that are walking in pride, try to get you to partner in agreement with them. Be careful, Pastor. Be careful, pastors. I'm warning you, be careful when somebody runs to you from another church and then all of a sudden they're trying to get you to partner with them. Warning. But Zadok, the priest, Benani, the son of Jedidiah, Nathan, the prophet, Shimei, Shimri, and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. Thank God for faithful friends. Amen? Thank God for faithful, obedient servants. And Adonijah sacrificed sheep and oxen and fatted cattle by the stone of Joeleth, which is by Enrogel. He also invited all of his brothers, the king's son, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But he did not. Adonijah knows who's not going to stand with him. And he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benani the mighty men, or Solomon his brother. So Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, this is the mother of Solomon, saying, have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king and David, our Lord, does not know it? Come, please, let me now give you advice that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. So go immediately to King David and say to him, did you not know, O my Lord? O king, swear to your maidservant, saying, assuredly your son Solomon shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. Why then has Adonijah become king? Then while you were still talking there with the king, I also will come in after you, and I will confirm your words. Bathsheba went to the chamber to the king, King David. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shulamite was serving the king. And Bathsheba bowed down and did homage to the king. Then the king said, what is your wish, Bathsheba? Then she said to David, my lord, you swore by the Lord your God, for your maidservant, saying, assuredly that Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. So now look, Adonijah has become king, and now my lord the king, you do not know about it. He has sacrificed oxen and fatted cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all of the sons of the king, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army, but Solomon your servant has not been invited. And as for you, my lord, O king, the eyes of all of Israel are on you. You should tell them who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will happen when my lord the king rests with your fathers, in other words, when you die, that I and my son Solomon will be counted as offenders. And just then, while Bathsheba was talking with King David, Nathan the prophet also came in. They told the king, saying, here is Nathan the prophet. And when he came in before the king, Nathan bowed down before King David and his face to the ground. And Nathan said to King David, "My lord, O king, have you said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he has gone down today and has sacrificed oxen and fatted cattle and sheep in abundance, and he has invited all of the king's sons and the commanders of the army, Abiathar the priest, and look, they are eating and drinking before him, and they say, 'Long live the king, Adonijah.' But he has not invited me or your servant, nor Zadok the priest, nor Benani the son of Jedodiah, nor your servant Solomon. Has this thing been done by my lord the king? And you have not told your servant who sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David answered and said, "Call Bathsheba to me." So Bathsheba came to the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king took an oath and said, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from every distress, just as I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, 'Assuredly, Solomon, your son, shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place,' so I certainly will do this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and paid homage to the king and said, "Let my lord king live forever." And King David said, "Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benani the son of Jehoiada." So they came before the king. And the king also said to them, "Take with you the servants of my lord, and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule, and take him down to Gihon. Let there Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel, and blow the horn and say, 'Long live the king Solomon.' Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne and shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah." Benani, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, "Amen. May the Lord God of my lord the king say so to do. As the king, as the Lord has been with my lord the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David." So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benani the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites, and the Petharites went down and had Solomon ride on the king David's mule, and took him to Gihon. When Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the tabernacle, they anointed Solomon, and they blew the horn. And all the people said, "Long live King Solomon." And all the people went up after him, and the people played the flutes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth seemed to split with their sound. Can you imagine the rejoicing? Now, Adonijah and all of his guests who were with him heard as they had finished eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the horn, he said, "Why is the city in such a noisy uproar?" And while he was still speaking, there came Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest. And Adonijah said to him, "Come in, for you are a prominent man, and I know you bring good news." Then Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, "No, our lord King David has made Solomon king. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benani the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites, the Perethites, and they have made him ride on the king's mule. So Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they have gone up from there rejoicing, so that all the city is in an uproar. This is the noise that you have heard. Also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom, and moreover the king's servants had gone to bless our lord King David, saying, 'May God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and may he make his throne greater than your throne, David.' Then the king bowed himself on the bed. Also the king said thus, 'Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day while my eyes see it.' What happened to all those guests that Adonijah thought he could influence? You see, be careful when you puff yourself up. Be careful when you exalt yourself. Be careful when you lift yourself up in pride and you run around saying that you are anointed. I'm sorry. Anointed with what? Anointed by your pride? You see, so all the guests who were with Adonijah were afraid. Oh no, and arose, and each one went his way. Whew. Now Adonijah was afraid of Solomon. I bet you he was. Little self-exalted monster. Little monster pride on two legs. Adonijah exalted himself and tried to steal the throne that didn't belong to him. Be careful when people come to you, Pastor, and they have a disagreement in the church where they're at, and it's a good church, and you see that, and you know that, but suddenly they're playing on your affections. Why don't you come and join me? I am called of God. God is anointed. You should have seen me. God, and you know what? They begin to sacrifice. They begin to exalt themselves. They begin to tell you how great and how wonderful they are, but they're all wonderful to themselves, and they cause division. They cause trouble. They go from church to church and church to church. No, 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 no. Be careful. Pride is a demonic spirit. Pride comes before a fall. And I want you to know that Adonijah, his influence that he made on those that followed him, let me tell you something. When Solomon ended up in that place of kingship, Solomon had mercy and spared Adonijah until... You see, those that cause division and those that exalt themselves in pride, they're looking for an avenue. So what did Adonijah do? Later on, Adonijah went to Bathsheba and said, "Can I get the wife of Abishag? I want the wife, the other lady, the servant." You know what he was doing? He was trying to work his way into the kingdom once again to take the throne of Solomon. You know what? You have to understand something. When God anoints, it's completely different. If man appoints and anoints himself, and I'm telling you what, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook is filled with self-appointed, I don't know, you don't even want to call them anointed. They've anointed themselves with I don't know what. Did they walk and a little bird pooped and fell on it or something? I don't know, but they have anointed themselves. And you and I have to understand something. God is the one who appoints. God is the one who anoints. And God is the one who places in position. And if they've never been a studier and they have never laid their life down for the work of God, they're never faithful or loyal in a church, they're walking on two legs, and those little pride monsters will cause trouble everywhere they go. You see that today in musicians. We've had musicians come, and you know what? And yes, they can play. They're wonderful. They can play like you've never believed it. But you know what? They're not accountable. They don't care. And I'm not telling you all of them, but I'm telling you, when God sends you, you know what? Don't take for granted those that are in your church. Train them up from among you. You probably have some good musicians in your church and don't even know it. You probably have some great vocalists in your church and you don't know it. Let God take you and look at your eyes and say, you know what? Who have been faithful from the beginning? You know, a lot of people don't understand. I have a faithful worker, friend, and pastor that's been in our church, A Touch from Above, for 42 years. She started off in our women's home. And you know what? She was with me when I pioneered my first church. She's been there through the good, the bad, and the ugly. She was there when there was no pay. She was there when two pennies were rubbed together. She was there, said, you know what? Through good or bad, God is good. Let's do this. What has God called us to do? You know what? Look for those faithful servants that are in the house of God. You see, God will use you mightily, but you got to let go of those demon spirits of pride. They will destroy your church. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride is a destroyer. Do not let it enter into the house of the Lord. Do not become a victim of your pride. Be careful that you don't exalt yourself up. Give all the glory to God. Why? Because if you humble yourself under the Almighty God, He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. The greatest example of humility is Jesus. Jesus humbled Himself before all of the governors, and Jesus opened not His mouth. Jesus stepped out of His glory, became the Lamb of God, and He is our example. You let go to let God and watch what God will do in your life. You serve in that house. You serve with all your heart, mind, and soul. Don't toot your own horn. Don't exalt yourself. Let go to let God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and I want to encourage you. We're not done yet. Hold on. I want you to know God loves you. We're a listener-supported program. Thank you for your support. God richly bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come.
A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.